Now, one approach, since we're not sure what our thrust demand is to do a towing analysis. And we'll review it later with our prop expert slides. And our customers here who have used prop expert will probably be pretty familiar with the towing analysis approach. But this is a power matching analysis. So instead of saying we have this many barges and they're moving this speed and that creates this much resistance, which gives us this thrust requirement, we ignore the barge and thrust side completely. And instead, we say we have an engine, we're operating at a speed with a given propeller. Let's apply all of that engine power to our propulsor and see how much thrust we could potentially generate. So what we're doing is we're calculating maximum obtainable thrust or tow pull at a given speed. And so if we're pushing barges and our thrust requirement less than that, we'll have no problem pushing those barges. We'll even have power to spare. Now, if the thrust requirement is more than we can generate, what's going to happen is our tow speed is just going to drop down. So again, this is a way to size the propeller in a compromised fashion that's going to keep the operator safe. They're always going to be able to generate a certain amount of thrust. They're always going to be able to spin the propeller up to a certain RPM, and we'll see that a bit later here. So a good strategy to size the propeller is to size the propeller for your expected convoy speed with barges. So if you're expecting to operate at 4 knots, 5 knots, or 6 knots, that's the speed you want to use. And then it's good to review equivalent bollard conditions. Basically, continue the towing analysis, but reduce speed down to half a knot or near zero in order to see what the vessel's response is going to be in that zero speed maneuvering condition. And what you're looking for is to make sure that the thrust that you generate and the RPMs that the engine can achieve are acceptable for maneuvering.